News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is moving to establish an angel investor network to fund projects under the Startup Jamaica initiative. An angel investor is an individual such as a friend, a family member, or another supporter who puts money in a company before larger equity investors enter.
Many of them develop good ideas, but they can't take it any further because they have no means of funding it. They don't have assets to pledge to get collateral. So this will provide seed capital for them.
State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Julian Robinson speaking at a GIS think tank session July 1. The Startup Jamaica initiative seeks to provide capital, mentorship, and technical assistance to young tech entrepreneurs who lack starting capital. Work has started on the Ministry of Health's $389 million sewage treatment project to be implemented in 6 hospitals across the island. The project, launched in June, is being undertaken on a phased basis and will see an initial 6 plants being constructed in the first phase.
Phase 1 involves the construction of 6 sewage treatment plants at the Fellowship Health Center in Portland, Sublimar Hospital in Westmoreland, Noel Holmes Hospital and Lucy Health Center in Western Hanover, also Spring Health Center in Southern Chilori, Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas, and the Percy Junior Hospital in Manchester.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The sewage treatment project is being undertaken in partnership with the National Health Fund and the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining through the Scientific Research Council. The Ministry of Youth and Culture has developed a national plan of action for an integrated response to violence against children. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says the plan is geared at creating and maintaining a protective environment that is supportive of children while responsive to violence against them.
The plan of action is underpinned by a holistic rights-based approach at both the national and local levels with specific short-term and long-term targets. The plan requires a multi-sectoral approach by eliminating violence against children.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the launch of a 2-day United Nations cross-regional meeting to develop strategies to eliminate violence against children in Kingston earlier this week. In the meantime, several changes are being made to children's services to improve their effectiveness in protecting children. The changes include amendments to legislation, regulation to enhance child care and protection, strengthening and expanding of parental training programs, and extension and expansion of child rights education program in schools and communities.
These initiatives will also be complemented by the introduction of the following into our child care system over the medium and long term. A new case management system as part of the technological upgrade to bolster efforts to standardize and harmonize services to our children. We'll also be building a model care child facility to engender the best care and practices for our children.
Minister Hanna says a number of these changes have already come into effect as the country strives to eliminate crime and violence against children. And the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, will be hosting its annual Public Sector Leadership Development Conference July 9 to 10. The conference will be held in Kingston and is aimed at strengthening the process of highlighting and formulating public sector-led strategies. Marketing Manager at MIND, Seanette Henry, says the 2-day event will also focus on Caribbean regionalization, innovation, leadership and coaching, discretion and bureaucracy in the public sector, the global logistics hub, and the future of public service delivery. It's under the theme, Thought Leadership, Creative Minds, Enabling Innovation, Transforming Organizations. For more information, call MIND at 927-1761 or send an email to marketing@mind.gov.jm. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.